Do Not Take the Mark of the Beast by Tony Alamo, written in 2012. If you're living the life of the one world government, then you have become a member of the body of the Antichrist, the image of the beast. If you are living the life of Christ, you have become a member of the body of Christ, the image of Christ. We were created in the image and likeness of God, but the only part of God that has an image is Christ. God the Father is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in their spirit and in truth, which is the word of God, which is Christ. You cannot see the Father God because he is spirit, but many people have seen Christ. We were created in his image and likeness, and he is the image of the Father. All those who live their lives outside of Christ are members of the beast. But what is the beast? And why is it important for everyone to know about him and the other beast as well? It is because if we become a member of the beast, or take its mark, name, or number, or worship, or even serve him, we will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Much of the book of Revelation is symbolic, but much of it is also literal. Once the Bible is studied spiritually, you will see the book is very understandable. Chapter 17 talks about two beasts, two kingdoms. Both are essentially the same, except that the second beast kingdom of the devil gives his satanic power to the world, power to deceive, destroy, murder, steal, blaspheme God, and blaspheme all that has to do with God. If you partake in him in any way, you have united yourself to the devil and have committed the sin of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and you will never be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. There are seven angels holding seven vials of the second seven plagues of the wrath of God. They will pour these out on the earth. These plagues are from God, given to the wicked inhabitants of the earth because they have united themselves to the devil's kingdom and to the beast's world kingdom, the spirit of the devil. Any person can easily read all about these facts in the Bible, God's Word. Revelation 17, 1 and 2 tells, quote, "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, the Apostle John, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, many nations, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, which is the Vatican's Roman Catholic political system, which has two divisions. One is heavily into wicked politics, the other is pseudo-religious, but very unscriptural, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication, the doctrines of political correctness, and those which teach all sin, unquote. It is the devil. They are intoxicated with the sinful deception of the corrupt sins of the devil. Since the devil distracted them from God's powerful word, the Bible, which could have made them saved, spiritually strong instead of weak in their drunken stupor of sinfulness. She is Jezebel and the Nicolaitans and will not repent. Quote, "So he, Christ, carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns." Unquote. The seven heads are symbolic of the seven mountains of Rome, and the ten horns are symbolic of the ten European nations which have joined themselves to the whore, the world's false religions, of which the whore of Rome, the Vatican, is the head. Quote, "And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication, disobedience to God and every kind of sin, And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." Quote, "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, which Rome is infamous for hundreds of years and today, And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns." Unquote. The Vatican is the whore. The beast that carries her is the one world government, which the whore controls by the spirit of Satan. The whore rides the beast like you would a horse. The whore, by the spirit of the devil, tells the government what to do and where to go. The beast obeys the whore and will murder when the whore tells it to murder. The whore tells the beast of all sin and commands the beast government to condone and enforce all sin and oppression, such as homosexuality, abortion, pornography, murder, wars, politics, banking, all corruption and control. Obama is a puppet, not smart, and is doing what he is told. All presidents are simply puppets for the Vatican's satanic world government. The Vatican loves it when talk show hosts blame Bush or Obama for all the world's problems. The phony Illuminati, which includes the John Birch Society and all false religions, are simply smokescreens to draw the heat away from the Vatican. The Vatican wants to keep a snow white image, and all these distractions help the Vatican whore do just this. Quote, "The beast that you saw was, at one time, and is not, when Rome fell, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Bracket. This is the spirit of the devil, which infects the Vatican with demonic world power over the world governments and world false religions and media, unbracket, and go into perdition, bracket, sin, demonic sin, unbracket. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, bracket, which is Roman canon secret political government, but has been given more of the devil's power than before by the second beast," unbracket, unquote. Quote, "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth," bracket. This again is Rome, the city of the seven mountains, unbracket. "And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he, is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, Jesus, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Quote, "And he saith unto me, The waters which you saw, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, the world. And the ten horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, Rome. When the spirit of the devil enters into a person, he gives demonic life to that person, and that person will do whatsoever the evil spirit or spirits tells him to do. This evil spirit gives that person power so he may give the devil's demonic power unto the beast. These people become the image of the beast. The image of the beast has the power to speak, and the people who become its image help the beast government, quote, cause that as many as would not worship or serve the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name, unquote. Do not take the mark. If you do, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire with the devil, his angels, and everyone else who follows him and takes the mark. Prepare your heart with the words of God. Also prepare yourself for sorrow, but don't ever fall away from the Lord, for he will definitely make a way of escape for you. Get ready now. Start out by saying this prayer. Repeat this prayer after me and say it unto God. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. And I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul, and I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.